Hi there. This 2-minute message is to remind you of a couple of different approaches you can use to increase your inspiration, kind of fill that well of passion for teaching on short notice or just some time when you're perhaps feeling rushed or tired or what have you, that's making the idea that you're going to be teaching not as exciting and inspirational as it once was. So remembering that there's typically two approaches here that can help. One is about you and your practice. So it's really your practice, even if that's a 2-minute meditation or chant right now, or it is in general the ability to take time on a daily basis to feed you through your practices. That's just where it starts, right? We remember that, not with guilt, like, oh, I missed my practice today, but rather, oh, I can feel that I haven't fed myself today. I know that that will help. And then the other way to be re-inspired is to remember that it's not about you and all of the amazing impacts that you know a practice has on students. So you can, perhaps you've kept a journal or in some marketing pieces, you have taken note of some of the results a student has shared with you and just reminding yourself of that. Or you can read other inspirational stories. We have inspirational stories on the free section of the site where you can watch videos or read stories being reminded of how people's lives have changed. And I remember when I was new to teaching and I would occasionally feel nervousness. One of the things that really helped me with that, which is around inspiration as well, which is why I mention it, is I would say to myself, oh, you feel nervous? That must mean that your ego is getting involved and you feel like you have some responsibility or control, when in fact, yoga in and of itself creates change. And this is about the students. So your job, Miss Teacher, I would tell myself, is to set the stage and then get out of the way. That was the way I would talk to myself. But the point being that yoga is very powerful, and just reminding yourself of that. The section on our site about feeding your passion and inspiration to teach includes a few stories from students and teachers that can remind you of those, those wonderful impacts as well. So here's to your ability to both feed yourself and remind yourself that you're a conduit for something bigger.